And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Time once again for another episode of Ask Roz and Mocha, the podcast. Welcome to it. This is episode 841, by the way. Hello, Tony. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha show. We appreciate you holding on the line for so long. We understand that you got a question. Go ahead.
I do. Could either of you live 6 to 8 days without internet?
Could you?
No, I did, though.
You did? When?
Yes,
what was the
I did.
Circumstance?
I moved. They came in to connect my internet, and it didn't work for some reason. So they took 8 days to connect my internet finally, and I'm still having problems.
But what about your phone? You still had your phone, though, right?
I
like
still
you
had
could
my
use
phone,
data.
Of course.
Okay.
But,
so is the question, could we live like without our phones and internet?
Let's say just the internet in your home.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. Because then I got my phone. I just use my data.
Yeah, but there's limited what you can do with your phone. Like, I couldn't do attachments. I couldn't do, like, if I was doing work, I couldn't do any of that stuff. I could to a limit.
Yeah.
It was very difficult, though. It was very, very difficult.
Now, what about, like, straight up, like, if you had to go without, let's say data on your phone was not a thing, right? You had to live without connectivity, connection to the outside world like that.
In today's society, no way.
Yeah, there's no way I could do it.
Impossible.
You couldn't do it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. I could.
No. You could?
Oh, easily.
Nah, never.
Yeah.
Never that.
Yeah.
At all.
No.
Yeah. I'll tell you know what makes things very difficult now is even with like your cable. Like cable just used to be cable, but now cable's Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Right? Which I hate, by the way. So if you lose your Wi-Fi, like you can't watch TV, like not that long ago, if the internet went down, you're like, man, whatever, I'll just flip around, right? Watch curling or whatever.
You can't anymore.
You can't anymore. You can't even do that anymore.
That's why. No. There's no way. I can't do it.
You couldn't? I could. Mm. I could easily, especially if it was summer.
Well, yeah, sure.
I could,
you spend
I could
time
just,
outside.
I would just occupy myself. And even in the winter, I could, you know, for like, if I said, you know, like 6 days. I think it would only be like the first day would be tough just because I'd keep reaching for my phone. But I would figure out stuff to do.
But
I
even
could
like,
do it.
I couldn't put on like a playlist on my phone,
no,
right?
No.
Because everything streams from a service.
Yeah. That's fine.
So I couldn't, but then like, and I listen to music all the time.
Right.
Outside of this room, music is always playing in my life somewhere, somehow.
Right.
Exactly.
Like whether I'm in the car or at home or if I'm working on the computer, I got a playlist in the background.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it at all.
No,
mm-mm.
I could.
No.
I could.
Could you guys, Maury, could you?
Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
Shem?
Way more.
Maria?
Yeah,
no.
I could do it.
So
you could, Shem?
Totally. Oh yeah, I could do it. Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
No, I could do it. I totally could. Yeah,
no.
just pray.
I think it would be easy. Would it be easier or more difficult if you were not at home? Like, let's say you went to stay somewhere for 6 days where nothing worked.
I'd leave.
Would that be easier than being at home, though?
No. What were you going to say, Maria?
I think it's hard in a sense if you're still somewhere else, because if you don't know how to get around and there's no internet, how do you call an Uber? How do you find where you're going? Like,
how do you use Google Maps?
Yeah.
The old-fashioned way, you ask somebody.
No.
But everybody ways.
No, listen, before Waze, we had maps. You go to the gas station, buy a map.
Permies gun.
Yes.
Yes. I get lost.
Yeah.
I'm dead within those 6 days.
You really? So, wait a
gone.
Second. So, if you had to go somewhere by map, you wouldn't get there?
Eventually. Probably with like a lot of wrong turns.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Like, and I don't mean somewhere that's like an hour. I mean, if you had to drive to Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Just with maps.
You know what I would have to do? I would have to look ahead of time.
Yes.
Look at the route.
Yes.
And actually write down.
You would make your own ways.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
In a notebook or on a giant piece of paper.
Right.
That says, you know, highway, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Drive to this highway and exit number, whatever, whatever.
Right.
Take this highway and then exit whatever the exit is.
You would basically map quest it, but you would write it all out.
I'd have to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
when Matthew and I drove to Pittsburgh, funny you said that, we printed off MapQuest.
We
printed it.
Yeah. You didn't use Waze at all?
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'd be fine. But I'm not like you guys though. Like I'm not on my phone as much as you guys.
Nah, you're on your phone a lot.
No, I am, but I don't use my phone the way you, like, I'm not streaming music all the time.
Oh, okay, yeah,
I'm not doing, like, I don't, my phone, I will look at memes and send them around, but that's really all I do on it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need, my phone is my phone. Like, it's just, it is a phone, pretty much,
it's incorporated into my life every single day.
Yeah,
I need it.
Yeah.
There you go, Tony.
Do you bring your phone if you're going to the grocery store?
Yes.
What if you forget it?
I go back to the car.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
Because the grocery list is on there.
Wow. Yeah.
Everything is on there.
You don't write out your grocery list on paper?
No. Why? When I have the notes app on my phone.
Oh, Matthew sends me with paper.
Yeah.
Oh.
I do have the notes app on my phone for the groceries.
Although I have been, for the past couple of months, been carrying around a notepad that I write stuff down on. Like sometimes just like a quick thought or whatever, something with work or just like a note I got to make, and I'll write it down in here. And then eventually I'll transfer it over onto my phone.
But what happens if you lose that notepad? That's the last time I'll ever use one.
I got more.
Yeah. No, but you know what I mean?
Oh.
Like before you have a chance to transfer stuff over.
Sure.
You're going to lose it.
Yeah.
It's going to get wet. It's going to fall in a public toilet. Like it's going to do something like that. Right?
Paranoid. Thanks. Yo, Tony, that was a great question. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Great talking to you.
You too. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me. I love you both equally. I'd have to say Mocha.
Hey.
Hey, there you go.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Leah says here, my 9-year-old son Xander's favorite monster is a werewolf.
Mm.
He was wondering what yours was and if you believed in monsters when you were little.
Favorite monster is a werewolf. Okay, so what is considered to be like monster then, right? Like is Frankenstein werewolf, considered
Frankenstein,
a monster?
Of course.
Vampires?
Mummy, yeah. Monster under the bed. Monster in the closet. What else? What else are monsters? Like are King Kong and Godzilla monsters?
I don't think those are monsters.
No.
I think they are.
I would say
Godzilla, wasn't it like Godzilla the King of the Monsters or something like that?
There's a monster named Nosferatu.
Yeah, that's Dracula. So you got Dracula, Frankenstein, the Mummy, the Invisible Man was another classic
Pinhead.
Monster. Monsters.
Medusa.
Werewolf. No, not Medusa.
No. you're just making stuff up.
I mean, Medusa's horrific. okay, so like if you're going down that realm, like I would give you Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, because that would be my pick. Godzilla.
Sure.
Like that is a city destroyer.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So Godzilla's my answer. Anybody else?
Yeah. I'd say Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Okay, Shem?
The Hulk? Is that a monster?
No.
What?
No.
How's the Hulk not a monster?
Not a monster.
What?
It's a guy.
Superhero.
Come on, guys.
It's a guy. But I guess so is the werewolf.
Exactly.
Werewolf is a guy that
the
turns
Hulk
into
is a
wolf.
Monster.
No, because
no.
Werewolf 100%. Is bad.
Play along, Shem.
Hulk's not bad, though.
We just literally spent 5 minutes going through potential monsters. Don't come in here waving your Hulk around. Like, just play along. Pick one. Pick something off the menu. Why do you always got to go off menu?
What do you mean always?
With this stuff.
Okay, we'll come back to you, Shem.
Yeah, I'll come back to you.
Maybe we'll come back to you.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are we going favorite as if we like them or are we afraid of them?
It's like favorite, because that's what 9-year old or sorry, but yeah, 9-year old Xander.
It could be the same
favorite.
Thing. It could be the same thing.
What's your favorite?
Okay, well, I'll just go with what I was most scared of, which was the Dementors from Harry Potter.
Oh yeah, flying around everywhere.
Yeah. All right.
You're gonna come by window.
All right. What do I got on my list here? I got the werewolf man, the wolf man.
Mm-hmm.
I got Frankenstein. I got the creature from the Black Lagoon. I got the Bride of Frankenstein. What else is on here? The Mummy. Yeah, we said the Mummy. Yeah, I mean, I've always found the Mummy to be crazy. Like I'm not interested in encountering the Mummy at all. But I would have to say like a Dracula.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's sort of what I would see as being the scariest, or the Invisible Man, I think would probably freak me out because somebody could touch you in your sleep and then you could like wake up and look around the room and be like, oh, it was just my imagination, but it wasn't. It was an actual guy in your room just running his finger up and down the bottom of your foot.
Yeah. And still standing there
and
watching
still
you.
Still watching
don't even know.
You. No, you have no idea. You have no idea.
Terrifying.
And then you go wake up in the morning and you know, you're like, he already knows your routine because he just lives in your house like he's invisible.
Yeah.
So he just goes in and watches you sit on the toilet in the bathroom and shower.
Walk by and like blow on your neck.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not sleeping tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you're in the shower, he just stands in the shower with you and just points at your wiener. Right? Like,
that's, yeah, but at that point, like,
yeah.
You don't know that he's doing that.
It doesn't matter, but it doesn't matter. And then you find out all those years later that you had an invisible man living in your house and all those things when you're like, Jenna's not going to be back for an hour and a half, right? You know, like all those moments, wow. Right? But you share a lot of your life with the invisible man.
Wow.
Like a lot of your life with the invisible man.
Hour and a right? half. Right? You know. She can just walk up to the mailbox 1 minute up the street. Jesus.
Yeah, you know.
All right, Richard says here, pick your poison. Either laugh uncontrollably every time you saw someone naked or fall madly in love immediately every time you see someone naked.
Oh, you have to go laugh because what if you accidentally? I was at the gym the other day and there's like an elderly gentleman in there who's always naked,
yeah.
Right?
Love of your life.
No, yes. You know, and then the problem would be is like I'd fall in the gym with the old guy, fall in love with that guy, and then I have to come home and I have to be like, Catherine, get naked.
Yeah.
Right? So I could fall in love with her all over again.
Uh-huh.
No, chance.
I'm picking laugh as well.
Yeah. You would have to pick.
That's the only answer.
You would have to pick laugh. Yeah. There's no other way to live a life.
Maria, you're scratching your temple. Please don't tell me you're saying fall in love.
Well, you guys all have partners. So what happens, you know? Like, I just laugh at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
like, that's hard when you're dating.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's hard to get a date after that. After right? You laugh hysterically.
Imagine
after
I laugh
seeing
at them.
Somebody.
I'm not seeing another date.
Yeah. That's
right.
Facts.
Right.
So you're picking fall in love?
I guess. I mean, I'm a lot of guys out there. Kidding. Totally kidding.
Yeah. Maury?
I'd have to say, I mean, there's been a lot of guys.
A lot of guys, what?
That I've seen naked.
Oh.
So I have
no,
to say,
like, it has to be in life,
yeah,
not
on
a
screen.
No, like the gym at Barry's or, you know, that kind of stuff.
How
like,
often
I've
do you
seen
see, standing of, you in see, a, you see a lot of naked guys at the gym?
Oh, there's a circle of them. Like,
excuse me?
What?
Yo.
Excuse me?
They're all around the bench.
Okay.
They're all around the bench.
Circle.
And like they surround you? Like you just sit there?
No, I'm off to the side.
Oh, of course.
Over there.
Yeah, yeah. That's your usual
yeah,
spot.
You know, you're not the invisible man, right? They can see you. They know you're there.
Oh my God.
All right. Melissa says here, if you named your baby after the place that their mom and dad met, what would their name be?
Like the city or the place?
I guess the place?
Who's mom and dad?
Like if you had a kid.
Yeah.
Yes. If you had a kid, Maury, and you had to name that kid after where you and Matthew met, what would the name be?
Like the city or just the place?
Oh my God. We already went over this. The place.
So the kid's name would be Much Music?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would yours be? What was the name of the bar? You and Catherine met?
I don't even
know.
Oh,
it was
what
called
it was
This
called.
Is London.
No, it wasn't.
That's where you met.
No, it wasn't.
Pretty sure.
No, it wasn't.
I was there.
No, you weren't.
I literally just read this
what?
Chapter.
You were not there.
Paris Hilton was there.
It was not This Is London.
She Maria, do you know the answer?
You're
if you
thinking
just read
of
the
a
chapter?
Way different party, Maury.
Wasn't the government?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was the government. I literally just read this chapter.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Maury, you weren't there.
I was there with Paris.
No, yeah, but not at the... I wasn't.
Maybe she spent a weekend out here. Like, it was at a party.
I mean, realistically, yours would be named Work.
Yeah.
No,
right?
Mocha's would be named Weston Harbor Castle.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it was?
No.
I thought you guys...
Bro, your facts, like, the way you remember stuff...
Oof. You went to a party
so
for Music Week.
Yeah, but it wasn't there.
Yeah, but it wasn't there, man.
Maury has our lives all like figured
yeah.
out. Like, you're going to have to go home and change the diorama now, Maury.
Shem,
you're going to have to make a new sign for the model of my relationship that you built.
If your parents named you after the place that they met, what would it be?
Oh, wow. Where did they meet? It was somewhere in Guyana.
Yeah.
But I don't know where. Like, it might have been like a party or something like that. Yeah. Can I just say like Guyana or Georgetown, Guyana?
No.
Oh,
we just said that.
Oh, damn. Well, sorry, guys. So, can't play.
Maria, do you know where your parents met?
It was at a Greek dance. That's all I know.
Do You know the name of the dance?
No.
Was it at like a banquet hall?
I actually have no idea. Oh. They always just said it was at a Valentine's Day party at a Greek dance.
Oh, okay.
That sounds ripping.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, those Greek parties are wild.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Brad says here for Roz. Any tips on how to be a smooth, cool dude? Shut I read your up. Book, fully expecting hints.
Oh, and you didn't get any?
Zero.
That's not my problem. No, I don't, you jackass. Next question.
No? Okay. No. Oscar, follow-up here, says, haven't asked this in a while. If Roz were gay and single, would he date Dammit Maury?
Stop with that question. How long had it been since somebody asked that?
Oh,
because
months.
It was every week for about, I don't know, a year.
Yeah, I right? would say clearly months.
Months.
Yeah,
yes, yeah, yeah. yes, yes.
Hannah says here, if you could be on one sports team for a day, which team would you pick?
Like, you got to play?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't say the Leafs because I would want them to win. They're not going to win with me.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Even like, if they stuck you in net, like if you were, had to be a goalie?
Not out of the gate. I don't have the flexibility. To be a goalie, that would be the worst thing I could do.
Yeah,
like at least if I was a forward, I could just skate slowly, and the other four guys could take care of the heavy lifting.
Sure,
but you can't put me in net.
Okay,
I'm not stopping anything.
You can't play basketball.
Oh, but I don't care as much about the Raptors, though.
What about curling?
Curling. Oh, interesting. Could right? I fake my way through curling?
Yeah.
I think you could.
That's an interesting
question. Or what if you're on like a darts team?
Darts.
Right? I think you could.
No, because
I think
those guys are good, man. Uh-huh. Those guys, like you can't fake your way through darts. Like they're really, really
bowling?
Good.
If you're on a bowling team?
Yeah, I maybe could get lucky a couple times in bowling, but I'm certainly not. I don't know how to pick up like spares that are all split up. Like I don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Poor guy.
Shut up. what's another team sport? I'm not doing anything where I'm going to get hit in the head with anything. Soccer. No, I don't got the cardio for soccer.
What about the game that you hate, despise the most?
Which is what?
Frisbee golf.
Oh, no, I hate ultimate frisbee.
Ultimate frisbee.
Frisbee golf's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a real sport.
What if you were to join one of those teams?
What? Frisbee golf?
Uh-huh.
Ultimate?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. No, I'm not. Like, no, because I could never go home. I could never make love to my wife again if I played ultimate.
Okay. So you're just then out. You can't answer this question. Maybe curling, I think, might be the closest.
I might enjoy it to having never. I mean, I've curled before, but I've never competed. I think that I would probably really like that because I sort of like the vibe, too. Like, they all just seem like dudes, right? As opposed to like, very, very, and no offense, but they don't seem like the height of athleticism.
Right. Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? Uh-huh. You can play it when you're old.
Uh-huh.
That's where I am in life. I'm not playing a young man's game.
All right. Dammit Maury?
Whatever team, I don't know the name of the team that... Ronaldo is on, just so I could hang out with Ronaldo for a day.
But you got to play that more.
So I'll play terribly. I get to hang out with Ronaldo.
You think Ronaldo's not hanging out with you? The new guy who can't run. What do you think he's going to be like?
Terrible.
Come on with me and like teach you what he, no,
And with your broken arm?
No, that guy isn't giving you any attention.
Mm-hmm. You'll feel sorry for me.
No, he will not.
Absolutely not. You get traded ASAP. Yep. Maria, what's your answer?
I'm going to actually go with Liverpool.
Okay, soccer.
Yep. Mm. Because I know that I can actually play it.
Yeah.
Not to their level, but at least I can, if I get benched, I can just sit and admire all of them.
You just want to be on the team so you can look at the team.
Yeah, maybe slap my number in a few people's pockets.
Wow.
Shem, what's your answer?
Raptors for sure. Yeah. Also because the expectations of that team are very, very low at the moment. So if we lose, whatever.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it's actually really good. You could probably go out there and have some fun.
Yeah.
Because there are no...
Nobody picks them to win right now.
No, you're not. You're not ruining anything for anyone.
My answer is also Raptors. I'm not going to go in for a layup. I'm going to play it very safe. Every time I get the ball, I'm passing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say Raptors. My cardio is pretty good, so I can run up and down the court, no problem.
Yep.
But like I said, as soon as I get the ball, I'm passing it off to somebody else.
Yeah. Like I don't want to play anything where I'm going to get hurt. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe I'd play outfield for a ball team that has a really great climate that they play in.
Like in Florida or something?
Yeah, because I can catch a ball. I'm pretty sure I can catch,
uh-huh.
right? Like I could catch a ball, throwing it from the outfield to like infield. That would be a problem,
yeah.
right? But I think
you go from outfield all the way to third base?
Like I think that if I was going to succeed and fake my way through it, maybe playing outfield.
I don't know, man. That ball comes in hard and fast at you when you're...
No, but it's not like I don't want to be a catcher. I would be dead yeah. if I was a catcher. But I'm like, if somebody like pop fly...
No, that's what I'm saying. The
you
pop
got
flies.
Time.
Not,
you got time,
bro,
baby.
It might hit you right in the face.
It's not a golf ball.
I know, but it feels like it, or it looks like it when it's coming out.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Okay.
Water.
I'd be
water,
the guy. I'd be the guy volleyball. That just like bumps into all the other guys.
yeah,
right. That would be me. I'd make the highlight reel.
You'd be yeah. the klutz.
Yeah.
Misplays of the week.
Yes, that would.
You'd
be
You'd make
me.
That reel.
Yeah.
Before we get to the phones, let's answer Grace's question here. Do you use a loofah, washcloth, exfoliating gloves, or just your hands to clean your body in the shower?
Just hands.
Washcloth.
I read you
use a
washcloth,
cloth, huh?
Yep. Change it every other day.
I read forever ago that those loofahs like hold so much bacteria after the first time you use it, especially if they're not cleaned properly.
Like a puff?
Yeah. But yeah. Even if you clean it, like there's still soap residue, body wash, whatever left in it. And then like the bacteria builds up. And then you put that on your skin again. So ever since I read that, I was like, no, I just use my hands.
Really?
Maria?
I used to use like a buff puff, or sorry, a loofah. I call them buff puffs. I used to use a loofah, but then I got a silicone one.
Uh-huh.
So now you can actually just wash it.
Oh, okay.
But I also use exfoliating gloves.
Okay.
Depending on the day.
I use my hand for most of my body, but a washcloth for my left underarm.
Because you get that.
Because I can't raise my arm high enough.
Got it.
Loofah sponges are intimate with many unclean areas of their body and then sit around allowing bacteria to multiply within the nooks and crannies of the sponge.
Yeah. That's why. Never use them.
No. Get a silicone one.
Yeah.
Silicone?
Yeah.
Great great recommendation.
Yeah.
What do you mean a silicone one?
Like it's like a plastic one.
Yeah.
And then you just wash it.
Uh-huh. You can rinse it.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got you.
Let's get back to the phones here. Rena, how are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Welcome to the show. What is your question?
So I was wondering, what have you been procrastinating on recently?
Oh my God, so much. What's your answer, Rena?
So mine was getting a bed frame. When we moved into our house 5 years ago, I just slept on a mattress on the floor. And I meant to get a bed frame, but I was just like, I'll get to it eventually. And I never did.
Are you single?
I'm not. I live at home with my parents.
Oh, okay. So you're not entertaining anybody on the mattress floor?
No. Definitely not.
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
I've had to do that once, and I've been entertained once on a mattress on the floor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God I was younger, because I wouldn't be able to get up.
I just leave me here?
Yeah. I would have had to do that thing. You know when you're on your back and then you just put both your arms out?
Yeah, somebody like has to pull you.
Yeah,
the old heave-o.
Yeah, grab my arms.
Yeah. Anybody else been procrastinating on anything?
Yeah, I've been procrastinating on organizing my drawers.
At home?
Yeah.
Like in your room?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the drawers?
I like to switch over my closet and my drawers based on season.
Yeah.
And right now I have a mix of like spring, summer, winter. It just looks like a disaster right now. And then I have things unopened in packages in my closet. It's just a mess. You don't want to go in there.
My Christmas decorations are still in the hallway.
Are they?
Yeah. Three bins worth because I got to clean out the storage
in
room.
Order to get everything.
Yeah, it's not good.
I have a shed, like a work shed, where just keep tools and like a lot of cruises, like summertime, you know, toys and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that shed, it is like a mess. And all winter, I was like, I'm going to find a day. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to organize it. So then when spring arrives, I'm like good to go.
Yep.
The lawnmower is in its place. You know, the ladders are in their place. All the tools are in their place. The garden tools are in their place. But everything right now, it looks like I just took everything and just threw it in there and then shut the door, which is basically what I did.
Yeah. Yeah. I procrastinate a lot of stuff like that. Just like the stuff around the house, right? Like, oh God, who wants to do that? I always have something better to do.
Yeah.
Like there's always something better to do.
Yeah.
And I can't get
around to
it.
A YouTube video to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. I got all this stuff to watch. Maury, what are you not doing?
I'm procrastinating about my dad and brother's birthday this coming weekend. I haven't even gone out to get their gift or anything yet.
What do you expect it to get? You know what I mean? Like, what's the level of gift that you're expected to get your dad and your brother?
From my brother, he usually expects big things from me.
Like what? Poor guy.
Like designer clothing. Stuff
designer
like that.
Clothing?
Like what?
I don't know. He always sends these weird skater brands that I've never heard of or know how to pronounce, and I have to go and try and find them.
Okay.
Like there's one that has like a square orangey type logo.
What's it called?
I don't know how to say it.
How do you spell it?
I have no idea. I go to the store.
But just say that he sent you a list?
Yeah, but that was for Christmas, so I can't find it now. Oh. But there's that one. And my dad, I usually get him like a shirt or something, but I might just get them both gift cards this year.
Why?
Just because it's easier.
Wow.
Damn.
They're going to know.
Yeah.
They're going to know.
But then they can go get their own thing.
Nah.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's crap, dude.
So your brother goes through the trouble of sending you a giant list of like inappropriately priced things for a birthday, and you're not even going to get it for him?
This is a gift card. Shem, what are you procrastinating right now?
I've really been wanting to learn more Guyanese like recipes.
Yeah.
And I have just flaked so badly. I just eat. The biggest thing for me is protein curry. I've been trying to learn how to make it.
Like learn from your mom or learn from somewhere else?
My mom, and I just haven't gotten around to it. Just eat instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. There you go. Rena, thank you so much for the question. That was wonderful.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, 100% winner, winner, Mocha.
Hey! Love you, Rena.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. And that right there.
Oh, Mocha, hold on. We didn't get to Oscar's question. Can you ask Oscar's question?
I haven't asked this in a while. If Roz were gay and single, would he date Dammit Maureen?
What does it matter with you?
That concludes episode 841 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Once a week, we'll post a picture and or video on IG at Kiss925 that reads, Ask Roz and Mocha. This is where we get your questions from, and two of you will join us on a future episode of the show. Thank you for listening. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss925.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss925 app.